Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And Bill's still on the road, Hunter's Extravaganza,
yeah,
all over the state. Better the voice, that's Audio Bob, Bob Vance, our producer and sometime guest host.
Let's do this one more time.
Yeah.
For Bill.
We're having so much
for
fun.
For Bill.
Anyway, today, a great lineup of products and an old, old company, CZ, started in Czechoslovakia. I don't want to give it all away, though, because we've got somebody here who's going to tell us about it. But now CZ USA, a tremendous lineup of pistols, rifles, shotguns, and more. And their product manager, Daniel Holder, is our guest. So we got a lot to talk about. So why not ease on down the road? And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And this portion of our award-winning show is brought to you by The Blind. For decades, the original blind, and that's B-L-Y-N-D, has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment in an affordable price, or at an affordable price, I should say. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got four of them I bought over 20 years ago that I'm still using. They are great. The Blind now introduces the next generation, the VersaBlind. just as its name implies, VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint as the original. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, the VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind. Oh, and dealer inquiries are welcomed. So there you go. What's up first?
What you got there?
Well, there it is. Checking! The Texas Outdoor Journal Fishing and Hunting Time. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday is rated as good, with Tuesday and Wednesday as our two best days of the week. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more fair days. This weekend, look for game to be most active early afternoon until the evening hours near sunset.
Wait, I'm sorry, Harold. Why are we doing this? We're supposed to be chatting about news. That's the hunting and fishing report that comes after the second break.
Well, then let me finish it, and then we'll do news.
Okay.
Whoopsie. Where was I? Active period. Monday, Tuesday. Major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise and continuing to forage until mid-morning. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early morning until early afternoon. On Thursday, August the 24th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. This Sunday through Tuesday, a trio of days with a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is another three-tide day with two low tides, just one high. Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. I guess I just jumped on that because I went to all the trouble to copy and paste.
Well, you were so excited about that first one. You just wanted to get that out of the way.
That's right, the news. Okay, yeah. I've got some news here, by golly. Okay, this Saturday, Joe Biden once again renewed his campaign to take away your Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. He tweeted. That gives you an insight right there.
Yeah, right there.
Tweeted, "It is within our power to once again ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, to require safe storage of guns, to end gun manufacturers' immunity from liability, and to enact universal background checks." That removal of liability thing, that's another end around to try to get them, mm-hmm. you know. But I tell you what, like people in the automotive industry are shivering then because if I can, you know, somebody gets killed with a vehicle, let's sue Chevy.
Yeah. It's what's next.
Yeah.
Now, down the line, it just comes down the line.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Hey, well, you know, our game wardens should be patted on the back.
Absolutely.
Every moment. Game warden, this story is game warden off-highway vehicle patrols results in arrests and seizures. This is up in Amarillo. Between July and 29th and 30th, game wardens coordinated patrol efforts to detect off-highway vehicle violations and recover stolen vehicles near the Canadian River in Potter County. Along with Amarillo area game wardens, sergeant investigators with specialized marine theft investigation unit patrolled areas of the river popular among off-highway vehicle enthusiasts. Together, teams investigated various types of off-highway vehicles, including utility task vehicles, all-terrain vehicles, to assess whether they had been stolen or tampered with in violation of Texas law. Now, get this. The sizable patrol efforts resulted in two seizures of stolen equipment totaling at about $7,700, along with 22 off-highway vehicle violation citations, 12 violation warnings, and 3 arrests. The charges in the arrests include felony possession of a controlled substance, driving while intoxicated, and outstanding warrants. If you see a game warden, pat them on the back, tell them thank you for their service, because these men and women do a lot more than we think that they do.
Absolutely. They really do a tremendous job. And they are so well trained.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's amazing. You don't realize what these folks go through. Good news. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Dove Report. Ta-da! Ooh. From 1922 to this year, the mourning dove count is up 44% to 28.3 million birds.
Wow, that's great.
Over the same period, the white-winged dove count is up over 20% to 11.7 million birds. That's absolutely fantastic. Also, speaking of fantastic, the good work from our friends at the Dallas Safari Club. What began as a successful annual event turned into a record-breaking night for conservation at this year's Dallas Safari Club South Texas Chapter Gala. Backed by donors with the heart of giving and led by their foundation focus on preservation of tradition and history, animal conservation and education of youth for generations to come, an iconic African species got a major boost from the hunting community. As the euphoria, I love that, rolled in at the South Texas Chapter Gala in San Antonio, I felt my hair stand up, says Wayne Rippon of the Buffalo Kloof, K-L-O-O-F, Buffalo Kloof, that's obviously Afrikaans, Conservancy. Almost 25 years after starting on this Buffalo Kloof rewilding mission, the guy says that we finally realize our work has finally started to get the recognition it so deserved. On this following Saturday night of the event, a female black rhino custodianship along with a relocation experience was auctioned at the South Texas chapter for $500,000, a new record high. And, of course, this money all goes into conservation. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Sizable amount there.
$500,000 to go watch them relocate a rhino. Hey, man, that's okay.
Needs to be done.
It needs to be done. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, one last story. Our good friends at Henry Repeating Arms, for their silver anniversary, last year, Henry founder Anthony Imperato pledged to donate $1 million through its Guns for Great Causes charitable arm to celebrate the company's 25th year in business. The company proudly announced its fully honored pledge with over 30 different organizations receiving donations totaling $1,037,500 since June of 2022. And, by the way, let's take a look at the CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo. That's the star tournament. And let's check out that leaderboard, okay? And here's our favorite division. I call them the Little Nippers, the Star Kids Scholarship Division. $30,000 for the leader, and it pays down to fourth runner-up of $2,500. So right now, Sheepshead Sophia Lara, who is 9, 5 pounds, 7 ouncer. Fourth runner-up, Tough Singleton. I still love that name, of Weatherford, Texas. He's going to be a bull rider. 4 pound, 9 ounce. Gafftop, 5 pound, 10 ounce. Taylor Bargie, who is 10. Runner-up, Cohen Fackney, who is 7, 4 pound, 14 ounce. Star Teens, Sheepshead leader, Avery Reisdorf with a 7 pound, 6 ouncer. Runner-up, Madison Gray, who is 16, with a 5 pound, 7 ounce. And then the Gafftop leader is Jaden Burrows, who is 12, with 7 pound, 11 ounce. Runner-up, Lily Kunkel, who is 14, 5 pounds, 3 ounces.
Let's run over to the Inshore Division. Sheepshead John Cornelius is still leading with an 11-pound, 11-ouncer. Gafftop Clifton Williams Jr. still going strong with an 8-pound, 1-ouncer. And Black Drum Jason Smith, 17-pound, 13-ouncer there. At the Hoffpower Offshore Division, Kingfish, 30-pound minimum. John Dusick is still there with a 48-pound, 4-ouncer. Dorado, 20-pound minimum. Dan Godwin, 45-pound, 13-ouncer. And Ling, King Cobra, 50-pound minimum. Savannah Stewart, still there, 80-pound, 10-ouncer. Man, that had to be a good one to bring in.
Oh, boy.
And Red Snapper, Matthew Olgodowitz. I know I just butcher his name every time, but it's a 29-pound, 11-ouncer for that Red Snapper.
Okay, now, Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. All of the new, brand-new F-150 Ford trucks, the Haney boat, the Mercury motor, the Coastline trailer, those packages have all been awarded. And to Michael Webb II, Russell Snyder, Stephen Bledsoe, Alonzo Guerrero, and Dustin Durbin, the boat, motor, trailer package, two of those have been caught, David Hill, Tim Chapman. And then the blue tag division, for the first three get a boat package. And that's Richard Daft, Joseph Sertucci, and Thomas Amberson. Now, let us take a break, because we have a lot of show left. We're going to come back with the Outdoor Report right after this. America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And let's go to the coast.
Hey, let's go to the coast. Sabine Lake, trout are good in the ship channel early in the morning before the sunrise. Before the sunrise, using live shrimp under a popping cork. Midday, use Carolina rig with a light weight on rock piles and bulkheads for trout and redfish. Intercoastal canal is good. Canal is good for trout and redfish along the rocks with live shrimp under a popping cork or free line shrimp over rock piles and shell flats. North levee continues to be excellent in the morning for solid trout along the first or second pike with topwaters, live shrimp under a popping cork or crankbaits. Neches River holding nice redfish, flounder, and undersized trout on the rock piles, buoys, points, and turnarounds using live shrimp, popping cork, in 2 to 25 feet of water. Bolivar, the surf is holding numbers of black drum sharks and some big redfish on cut bait or live shrimp on the bottom. The gulf side of the North Shetty is holding limits of sheephead and trout against the rocks with an occasional redfish near early near the end with a popping cork and shrimp. The wreck has good numbers of trout on early on freeline shrimp or croaker close to rocks. Channel side holding some nice trout close to the rocks and big redfish on the bottom. Sharks are at the end of the jetty toward the gulf side. West Galveston Bay, boat anglers are landing catches of speckled trout, black drum, and occasional redfish on structure with live croaker or shrimp. Best catches by weight anglers are using live croaker. West Bay South Shore is holding lots of speckled trout and redfish for weight anglers around the covers and the grass lines from South Deer Island to San Luis Pass. Both sides of Bird Island and the flats continue to hold good numbers of speckled trout and redfish for weight anglers. I need to turn my page.
Ah.
Port O'Connor trout are biting live croaker in the surf 5 to 6 miles from the jetties. Oversized black drum are at the end of the north jetty biting on dead shrimp. Rockport, redfish are great in 1 to 4 feet of water on paddle tails and topwaters. Live and cut bait have been doing great in sand pockets. Trout are great early in the morning, moving deeper as the sun rises. 2 to 4 feet of water over grass and mixed sand pockets are targeting heavy bait areas. Down south lures, mirror lures, and live bait have been doing really well. Port Aransas redfish and oversized redfish are good at the jetties with cut finger mullet. Catches of sharks can also be had along the way. The water has calmed, and there are good numbers of trout, redfish, and drum in the first and second cut on croaker or piggy perch from the island to Cedar Bayou. The west side of Aransas Bay is good for catches of redfish on cut or finger mullet. That's when the tide drops. Corpus Christi trout are up to 25 inches are good at the wells and in the shoreline using live croaker and free line shrimp. Baffin Bay, in the morning when the water temperature is at its coolest, it's the best time to target speckled trout. Topwaters have been highly effective as well as Paul Brown soft dines and even corkies. If the water is clear, use a light-colored lure, and if the water is dark, use a dark lure. When you get a thump, you plant your feet and work that area for a couple of minutes. The worst thing you can do is wade through the fish. Fishing has been good for trout, drum, and redfish. Fish to sand pockets, in shallow water with live shrimp under a popping cork. South Padre limits of good trout free lining shrimp with the number 5 split shot in the intercoastal. Spanish mackerel are very good near the jetties with a few kingfish mixed in. Port Isabel red snapper are abundant in artificial reefs. Spanish mackerel are very good near the jetties with a few kingfish mixed in.
Well, they got you. South Padre, Port Isabel, same thing. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, let's head to the Piney Woods in East Texas. Conroe catfish are still being caught throughout the lake in 25 feet of water over baited areas using catfish, bubblegum, liver, punch bait, or shad, catching in 12 to 29 feet of water on or close to structures. Fork, the shallow bass bite has been the best bite in the early mornings in 2 to 4 feet around weeds, grass, on windblown points. Wake baits, spinner baits, chatter baits are producing for the first hour or so, then push out to 5 to 8 feet of water with a shaky head or Carolina rig with small baits. Evening, shallow main lake points. The brim are slow, though. Crappie fishing continues, though, to heat up this week on Lake Fork. Great crappie catches. Lake of the Pines, catfish are good on baited holes in 15 to 20 feet of water. Using cheese bait, Livingston white bass are good, but moving quickly 10 to 15 feet of water with catches jigging off the bottom of the lake humps with 1 ounce slabs. Sam Rayburn, bass are good with topwaters in the pencil grass and hydrilla. Bigger bass are on points and humps, biting crankbaits, Carolina rigs. Crappie and bluegill are stacking up on brush in 16 to 22 feet of water, biting on minnows or jigs. Catfish are good around the brush piles and points in the creek channels in 12 to 24 feet of water. White bass are good on jigs and crankbaits. Limestone. Crappie are suspended on offshore brush, standing timber, power lines in 10 to 16 feet of water. Use minnows. White bass are in 7 to 15 feet of water. Silver jigging spoons, the ticket, are at night on docks 7 feet or less. Use inline spinners and crankbaits. Catfish are good on points and humps in 10 to 18 feet of water using cutbait and minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 4 to 14 feet of water on docks and offshore brush and standing timber with crankbaits, Carolina rigs, spinnerbaits, and Texas rigs. Tawakoni. White bass and striper fishing has been good early in the day. Fish are moving and keeping up with them has been a chore. Trolling and throwing slabs are working in 10 to 20 feet of water. Eater-sized cats are great. Let's head south, west, and to the high plains. You got a lot of area to cover, Bob.
Okay, yeah. Meredith, fishing patterns are holding steady, and the best bite continues to be at night. Catfish are good on crawlers, minnows, chicken liver, and frozen shad. Walleye are good, with lots of small fish being caught using minnows, grubs, crankbaits, and other artificial baits. OHIV, white bass are good on live or plastic baits. Crappie are good on live baits or jigs. Largemouth bass are very good right now. Bastrop bass are good, and the bite is consistent at the dam, working Texas rig soft plastics like worms and creature baits and crankbaits, or working a flute and or a shaky head along the grass edges. Whitney, striper bass limits continue to be common fishing with live bait from the state park to Katy Bridge. Striped bass are excellent from Bear Creek to the dam in 5 to 45 feet of water on live bait, flutter spoons, umbrella rigs, or swim baits. Braunig, redfish are entering into late summer pattern, and so are we. Shoreline anglers fishing with live baits have been doing excellent near Dead Tree Point off the points around the reservation and areas and fishing pier. Redfish chasing schools of bait around the dam area as well as in and out of the coves. Calaveras redfish are now in the late summer pattern. This brings excited schools in and out of the coves, feeding and chasing moving bait fish. Look for slicks throughout the lake, as they do not tend to just stay around the coves. They will follow large schools of baits and frozen gulf shrimp have been working well or trolling soft plastics and spoons. Falcon, bigger catfish are on deep ledges and center creeks in 25 to 30 feet of water using cut bait. Keeper catfish are in 3 to 8 feet of water using 2-inch shad, shrimp, or chicken liver. Garbo fishing is excellent, but Rod fishing is slow near the tigers on the main lake. Crappie are in 20 to 35 feet of water on vertical structures. Bass are good in 8 to 20 feet of water on vertical structure and hard bottoms with soft plastics. And watermelon red, plum apple, watermelon purple, or natural shad-colored crankbaits. Texana, bass and crappie are good on the north end of the lake. Catfish are good throughout the lake. Amistad, bass or black bass are good on main lake points near deep water in 10 to 20 feet of water using Carolina rig, wacky rig, Texas rig, weightless, Cincos. The best colors are watermelon red, watermelon kudzu.
I don't know
what that is. Kudzu. Red bugs, green pumpkin, or pumpkin seed.
Oh, kudzu.
Kudzu. Okay, thanks. White bass and stripers are good in 30 to 50 feet of water on jigs, rattle trap, black baits, and umbrella rigs. Follow the deep river ledges for best results.
Well, there you go. Okay, let's go to the hill country. Brady, white bass are good fishing a rattle trap or crankbait into the schooling action early in the day. Brownwood, black bass up to 6.87 pounds are good on shaky heads, crankbait, soft plastic worms, and 4 to 12 feet of water early and later. Buckhannon, bass are good in 20 to 40 feet of water on live bait or trolling half-ounce jigs in similar water depths. Midday, there are lots of pop-up schools of white bass with a few stripers mixed in. Larger white bass catches in the north end of the lake navigate with caution around the newly exposed obstacles. Canyon, first thing in the morning, you can catch largemouth bass on spinner baits or whopper ploppers on the steep banks or grass lines. As it starts to warm up, you can fish a Texas rig on deeper rock piles or punch grass mats to produce the bites. LBJ, catfish are good in 30 feet of water with punch bait. Crappie continue to be good with minnows and chartreuse jigs in 16 to 22 feet of water over brush piles. And the bass are good early in the morning, throwing topwaters, shallow crankbaits along the edge of docks and bulkheads around main lake points. Skipping these same docks with soft plastics and jigs, get some good bites also. Let us remember, we're also brought to you by our good friends at the Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of DSC is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting and the sustainable use of wild resources. DSC is a member of International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. So whether at DSC's huge annual four-day convention held each January, or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming part of our growth. For information, visit biggame.org. Again, that is biggame.org. Okay, remember, we're counting down September 1, opening of traditional fall hunting seasons. Licenses are on sale now. Get them, and then maybe go over and get them in your brand new 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid Pinnacle. I wish I was a family man again, because I'd buy this car. I really like these. I love it. This one is a plug-in hybrid. The super-duper leather interior on this vehicle is absolutely fabulous. Of course, you got the sliding doors and the lift gate all operate on the fob. You can really mess with people in a parking lot hitting all these buttons and then open, close. Mine was a beautiful, beautiful red pearl color. But it's got everything. You know, park sense around, adaptive cruise, lane departure warning, pedestrian emergency braking, full speed forward collision warning, plus more. Easy slide second row, and they're bucket seats, which makes it easy to get into the third row. Eight-way power adjustable driver seat, same thing for the front passenger. Heated front seats, which I love. Ventilated front seats, which I'm really loving in the summer. Heated steering wheel will come in handy, you know, in the winter. Thing's got a 3.6-liter V8 hybrid engine with a variable transmission on it. It's just smooth running, really great on the highway, really, really good gas mileage, and 260 horsepower on that engine, so it's pretty cool. Fuel economy, electricity and gasoline combined, 82 miles per gallon. Gas only, 30, you know. It's quite a vehicle, and this one loaded to the gills, so it's at 62. but these are fabulous. This one, the 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid Pinnacle, and we're going to be back with our guest right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And this portion is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, safe for sheep and goats, optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is especially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. It is a big savings over the normal protein programs. It gives them what they need, even though it's free choice. They only eat what they need. And the neat thing I like is the fact that raccoons and pigs don't mess with it. So for information on Fortified Cottonseed and their blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That is 806-839-2122. And now our guest, Daniel Holder, Product Manager, CZ USA. You get to play with a lot of neat stuff, don't you, Dan?
I do get the opportunity to do that occasionally, Harold.
That's great. Yeah, we ran a little long, I'm sorry, on our first segment, but before we have to get a mid-show breakout, quick, give us the background and history of CZ, because it's been around a while.
Yeah, I mean, we've been around for quite a while. So we officially kind of incorporated in the Czech Republic in 1936, and we moved to the U.S. in 97. So we've been continuous since 1936. So we're coming up in about 10 years or so on our 100-year anniversary. And we've, over the years, we've grown in the U.S. You know, if you're familiar with the Dan Weston brand, we purchased them in 2005. Mm-hmm. Through about 2015 to 2020, we acquired a couple other companies, like 4M Systems and Spur, mainly in the European market. And then kind of coming to the present day, in 21, we purchased Colt Firearms Ooh. Here in the U.S., Yep. So that brings us up to 2023, where we are at now.
So can I thank you for bringing back the Python then and all the other snake guns?
I don't know if you can thank me personally, but we're all excited those came back.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I went into my piggy bank and I got the new Python, and I had two of the originals, and this one is better. I'm here to tell you, it is better, yep, friends. Much better. Also, got to mention the CZ-75, because I've had one of those forever. Of course. And that is like an automatic pistol, was 9mm. You've got other loadings. But am I right in this, that the CZ-75 and all its iterations is the most widely issued handgun in the world?
That is correct. Yeah, it's the most powerful handgun in the world. So we're looking at the entire world, obviously, compared to, you know, the big names that we hear about, like Glock and Sig, but the 75 kind of takes the cake there.
Well, they're absolutely fabulous guns, and I'm going to call them sort of maybe a distant cousin of the Browning High Power, because of the fabulous grip on that handgun. Mm-hmm. And I'm very grip sensitive. And I mean, I've always loved 1911s, but I've got a very, very small, yeah, pair of hands. And the CZs are just absolutely fantastic firearms. But, of course, there's so much more to the story. Let's get this mid-show break out of the way. Dan, come back so we can take a little bit of a more leisurely breath and cover the wonderful product lineup and the new stuff coming around the corner from CZ USA right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of over 120 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shiner Bock, Transport, and Dargle Boats. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows is back. The 2023 Hunters Extravaganza. This weekend at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. Fun for the whole family. Check out hunting seminars, all the latest hunting equipment, last season's best bucks from our annual deer contest. And for the little hunters, games, live alligators, snakes, and more. For details and tickets, go to huntersextravaganza.com. This weekend at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. The 2023 Hunters Extravaganza.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance and our guest, Daniel Holder, product manager for CZ USA. Of course, we hit upon the fabulous lineup of the CZ-75 pistols. What else do we have in the pistol line? Anything new?
Man, you know, we have a lot of new stuff. So, you know, obviously the kind of culmination or the building up of the 75 with the Shadow 2. You know, and so that's a newer product that we actually, over the last year or two, we've kind of developed that. And the newest thing we have there is our Shadow 2 Compact, you know, optics ready, coming out pretty recently. And so that's one of the newer things. Also, we finally got the DWX, if you're familiar with our Dan Wesson 9mm. That guy has been kind of a love child of ours.
Oh, boy, that's a beautiful gun.
Yep. Yep. And so we finally got that to market earlier this year. And so we were really excited about that. Yeah, as a gun guy, I was happy about getting that guy out.
Sure. So, well, with the CZ pistols too, you've got options where you can get it where it's double action, single action, or single action only. Correct.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on the platform. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Of course, we got to September 1st kicks in our official hunting seasons, and of course that's dove season in Texas. We've got to talk about the fabulous lineup of shotguns you've got, and I actually got a press release early this morning even, but about the you know, the Bob White line. But I have one, and you guys some years back came out with these lovely side-by-sides.
Yep. Yeah, so we've had side-by-sides for a while, and the Bob White, we relaunched that as a generation 2 three or four years ago, about 2018. And I love those guns, man. You know, I've hunted with them quite a bit, and for the bang for the buck, they're incredible guns.
Oh, they're fabulous. Incredible. And they're made in Turkey, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep. We make them in, there's two Turkish facilities we use, and, I'm the long gun guy, so I handle a lot of that stuff. But yeah, they have a long tradition of making shotguns over there.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, and the wood, you know, but the fit, yeah. No, they're fabulous. And mine, you know, we're talking a 20 gauge, and man, is that fun to dove hunt with? That's just absolutely fabulous. You guys got some automatics too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So we have a gas system and also an inertia system. So we launched our Generation 3 712, which is a gas operated shotgun this year. And, man, that thing can go from, you know, light target loads, 1 ounce, 1200s, all the way up to heavy, you know, 3-inch stuff. And I've shot targets with it, and I've gotten shot ducks and, you know, geese with it. So, and then our 1012 is our inertia gun, which is in 2019, we set a world record with that. And those are, they run, but like tops, man, you can't break them. And, you know, those just chug along. So those are automatics.
Well, can I get any in a camouflage finish?
Of course, yeah. So we've actually, we're actually partnering with Mossy Oak. So we're, with all our catalog products, we're going exclusive with Mossy Oak. So you're going to see some new Mossy Oak patterns come out. Obviously, we'll have the traditional, like, bottomland and marsh, but also we're trying Element Terra, which is a newer Mossy Oak pattern. But kind of keep an eye on those shotguns, man. Mossy Oak has some cool stuff coming out.
Now, in the shotgun line, what gauges are available?
Oh, man, we have, in our shotguns, we have everything from 410, 28, 20, 16, and 12. So, like, our Drake line, we make every gauge in there. Our redheads, we have some 16-gauge, 20-gauge, and things. And so that's one thing that we kind of really hit on is, like, the side-by-sides, we found a lot of success in the market in sub-gauge stuff. So, you know, we've started making a lot of 28-gauge and a lot of 410 shotguns. I mean, we've gotten a really good positive response on those.
That's great. How is 16? A 16, you know, I mean, Europe has been the favorite forever. I mean, the 16 is very neat. How are 16 sales?
You know, they're good. We don't make a lot of 16-gauges, and it's, you know, it kind of sits in that middle spot between 20-gauge and 12-gauge.
Right.
With modern ammunition, the real only reason to do it is because you want to, right? You know, and so we do honor those 16-gauge shooters, but, you know, where we've actually gotten a lot of pulls, the 28-gauge, which is, you know, which has kind of been a more esoteric caliber. But, you know, again, with modern ballistics, and I personally prefer to shoot a 28-gauge over a 20-gauge. You know, I think they pattern a little bit better, and it's a lot more fun to shoot some quail with 28-gauge, man.
Hey, Daniel, it's Bob. Hey, I really like your website. It's really easy to get around, very informational, and that's cz-usa.com. And I really like the build a firearm. You know, you can go and build your car if you, you know, on a car, automobile website, but here you can build a firearm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that's our configurator. And so where that kind of came from is, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard customers go, man, I really wish I could have this in this caliber with this crazy cool color. And it's like, well, yeah, I'd sell five of those, you know. And so with the configurator, you can go in there and kind of pick the stuff that you like, and it's going to cost just a little bit more than a standard product, but you can get it the way you want it, you know. And so we can do some other customizations to it, triggers, barrel bushings, and things like that. But that's a way for kind of our customers to scratch that itch of wanting a semi-custom gun but not having to pay, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 to get it.
Oh, I know. That's great. And I can still go, here's my custom CZ. I have one. Let me jump back real quick on something. Are we going to have any more Dan Wesson revolvers ever? Because at one point, they were such a hot item.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't say never. We aren't currently making them. You know, and that's kind of going back to what I talked about earlier. We're really fortunate that we acquired Colt. Yeah. You know, and they make some incredible revolvers, like you talked about the Python. I personally bought a King Cobra as soon as I could, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there may be a place for those revolvers in the future, but we're not making them right now.
Yeah, because the interchangeable barrels is what was cool about the ones. Okay, let's go to rifles. We got anything new? I mean, you know, right after our dove season on September 1, then we got the 1st of November, which is deer season.
Yeah.
That's a state holiday in Texas and Michigan and a few other places. What we got that's cool in rifles now?
Yeah, so at the end of 21, we launched the CZ600, and so that's our new centerfire platform. It kind of pulled some of the control round feed features from the old 550, 527 forward, and we've got a lot of cool configurations. I can't say specifically what's coming, but just know that calibers and configurations are coming out here pretty soon that are going to be exceptional. And also, I wanted to mention on all of our long guns right now, we have a rebate going on.
Oh.
So, our shotguns are up to $100 rebate, and then the rifles are about a $50 rebate. So, and what we're kind of trying to do is, you know, we're trying to match the market, right? You know, and so we want to make sure our guns are getting in our customers' hands, especially the hunting season coming up. So, I definitely push people, if you're interested in a CZ, this is the time to buy it, because, you know, they're not always going to be priced this low, but it's a great time to pick up a long gun.
Now, then, do I get a coupon online, or do I get this done at a dealer, or how do I get the rebate?
Yes, that's a great question. You just go to our website, and there's a rebate form. You can fill it out, and all you need to keep is your receipt, you know, from where you purchased it, and we'll mail you a check for the rebate amount.
Okay, and now on that configurator thing, too, because we still have the laws of the land, so I can, what, go online, get that set through you guys, and then do I pay you and you send it to a dealer? We have to do the transfer, of course, or how does that work?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So that's going to go through your local dealer. So kind of imagine like you're buying a gun from Gun Broker, right? So mm-hmm. you're going to order it, you're going to pay us with a credit card, and then that, and you're going to upload an FFL, and that's going to get shipped to that FFL, and that's where you're going to do your 4473 form and be able to receive that gun.
Okay, okay. Let's talk about something. I don't remember the model. I should. I've had a bad morning, Dan, okay?
okay.
But came out a while back. You guys, because it's we're getting into some very interesting longer distance fun competitions with 22s.
Yeah.
And you guys came out with a really outstanding bolt action 22.
Yep. So we have our so we have a 457, it's bolt action 22, and we came out a couple years ago with the MTR chamber. So it's just a little bit, it's basically the tightest side of Sammy specs for 22. And so you still got to make sure your ammo shoots well in it, but I personally have taken our 457 MTR action out well past 300 yards and shooting, you know, Coke can sized targets. So, and it's crazy fun, you know, and what I kind of explain to people is, you know, the centerfire rifle, 1,200, 1,500 yards is a pretty far poke, you know, and so with rimfire, you know, you compress the field quite a bit where that 1,200 yard range is closer to about 300 yards. So, you know, you're having to do dope, you're having to adjust your scope, you're having to hold between, you know, if you go from 125 to 137 to 145 yards, you're having to change, and it's some of those dynamic things that you love about long-range shooting on a much shorter field, you know?
That's incredible. What is that model?
That's our CZ457 MTR. So we make that clad in the Manor stock, and also we have a new chassis coming a little bit later this year, so kind of keep an eye out for that.
Well, you know, we always, people have, you know, the caliber of the month. Oh, boy, I want, you know, I got to have a 6.5 Creedmoor, blah, blah, blah.
For sure.
What calibers in your rifles do you see the higher sales?
Yeah, so 6.5 Creedmoor is obviously, it's right up there at 308. So those mm-hmm. are kind of two most popular calibers. Okay. You know, we've seen some steam coming out of 6.5 PRC, which I personally like that cartridge a lot, but you know, you're gonna see a lot of push in the classics, right? And we one kind of rifle caliber we always stick with is 7.62x39.
Yeah.
You're kind of, you know, heralding back to our European heritage, and 223 is popular for us, but also, you know, 300 Win Mag and those sort of things. And actually, we just brought 243 and 270 out this year, so that's a big deal for us, kind of getting back into the American market.
So, being old school, can I still get a 30-06?
Of course you can.
Because I still, my two favorite rifles still are the 30-06 and the 45-70. I mean, I'm just, that's just me.
You know, there's been a lot of stuff taken down with a 30-06.
Oh yeah, and that's all right behind a 22, because that's still so much fun.
Yep.
Getting back to the 22 takes you back to your youth. I did an article
last year.
The 22 is a time machine. And it is. Again, as the clock ticks away, Dan, what is that wonderful website that we can go check out this lineup?
Yeah, it's cz-usa.com. You know, if you just type in CZ-USA, you'll pull it up.
I'm sure Bill Gates will help me find it. it's sort of like magical, you know. I can almost say it, and it'll come. That's just great. Again, a great product lineup, friends. They've been at it for a long time, and I'm here to tell you, these products are just fabulous. And I like to use the term, really, a big bang for the buck. So, Dan, product manager for CZ USA, Daniel Holder, thank you for spending some time with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, guys, and have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this. This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply. never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. Let's take a look at the calendar. Through Monday, September the 4th, the CCA Star Tournament. Please visit ccatexas.org if you're going to get anywhere near the Gulf of Mexico, because there's a lot of goodies you can win out there. Through this Sunday, August 20, last stop of the 2023 Hunters Extravaganza, Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall in San Antonio. Bill Olson will be there with his Texas Outdoor Journal booth. Visit Hunters Extravaganza. .com and think about Texas Outdoors Journal while you're out there, okay? August 24th, Southeast Texas chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in Beaumont. Go to remef.org for that.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge for 7 years, and you can use it to charge your phone. So for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, discount code TEXAS20 at hybridlight.com. All right, Audio Bob, thanks for helping out today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Friends, do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. If you go, what'd they say? Check out the website, texasoutdoornews.com. Our shows are all archived there. You can look them up by date and guest. And remember, go to cz-usa.com and see some really great stuff. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.